All right, cool. Which one are we going to do this time?
Okay, we're going to have to work at this, actually. So, Gary, can you put this blindfold on me, actually?
Yeah, trust falls. Let's do it.
Yep.
No, not quite like that. All right, okay. That stick is near my foot. Okay, picking it up. All right, lower the pinata.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Three. There we go. Got it. Okay. I'm going to pick up this piece of paper. I can't read it. Gary, can you take the blindfold off?
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Okay, don't touch that candy. It'll be okay. Okay, we're going to be playing Captain Novalin.
Fuck! My name is Gary Butterfield.
And my name is Cole Ross.
And this is Abject Suffering, the bonus show that comes with the app where we play the games that you make us play.
Why are you doing this to us?
and this 2-week cycle, we're doing Captain Novalin.
Yeah, Captain Novalin for the good old SNES, which combines our love of platforming with, quite frankly, a thirst for knowledge.
Yeah, it's an educational game.
Series of educational games, mind you.
That series is incredible. I pulled up the Wikipedia for this just now before we got to this. So Captain Novalin, I don't want to say this as to disparage whoever suggested this. Do you have that available, Cole?
I can pull it up while you're talking. We're okay. Doing it live, son.
Fuck it. We'll do it live. It's Abject Suffering. So so whoever has suggested this, good on ya. Captain Novalin's real famous. But if you were looking at a list of games by Rea Systems and you chose Captain Novalin over Rex Ronan, Experimental Surgeon, what is wrong with you? I could have been playing Rex Ronan this whole time.
Do you want responsibility chips or sex chocolate? Responsibility chip sounds good.
Yeah, it's responsibility-ins instead of Funyuns.
Yeah, that's a good... I need an article?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They also made Packy and Marlin, which I don't know what that is, and Bronchi the Bronchiosaurus.
Bronchi the Bronchial. It's a game about, instead of about being about diabetes, it's about bronchitis.
It's Bronchi, the one dinosaur in World War II that came from New York, and that's how he gets that nickname.
Yeah. This was suggested by Blaine Blaine. Yeah. Fan of the show, Blaine.
Go fuck yourself, Blaine.
Yeah, for real. So
Captain Novalin, it doesn't say when it became available to the public in 1992.
Was it ever put on sale? Do we know? Because like I've only ever heard about it in the context of people ridiculing it.
No, I imagine like doctors sent it out, and in this Wikipedia section and the evaluations, which is where most places put reviews, it has all these it experiments with kids. Mm-hmm. That are the reviewers. So it became available to the public in 1992 and sponsored by Novo Nordisk, which is a maker of Novalin brand insulin.
So it's two things. It's edutainment, and it's also a commercial for kids.
A commercial for a thing that if you don't buy it, you die. It's not a commercial. There aren't commercials for oxygen and water and like try shelter. It's a weird, you have a captive market.
Yeah, pretty much. But yeah, it's meant to be used as a teaching tool, and it has like quizzes and stuff, but it's in the trappings of this crazy superhero side scroller.
Yeah, it is an acid nightmare. It is real surreal. Talk to us about the plot, Cole.
Yeah, the plot, as it were. Captain Novalin is power walking on his treadmill.
He's got such an awesome gait.
He does. Yeah. Look at me, I'm captain of the town. He's got a real mayor's walk. And the TV news comes on and says that the mayor of some town has been kidnapped by aliens pretending to be sugary snacks, and he only has 48 hours of diabetes medication to live. And mm-hmm. so Captain Novalin, being the most niche superhero in the world, decides this is a job for me, and he walks with his mayor's gait.
Yeah, this is exactly the same thing in like Super Friends when Black Manta would attack.
Exactly.
And like Aquaman's just like yes.
Pretty much.
Like, he's even more niche than that.
Exactly. So there are a couple of places where this fiction falls apart. It never establishes who Captain Novalin is, and that's a superhero thing. Where did he come from? Why is he here? Why does he do what he's doing? Okay, I can accept that. These aliens, they are disguised as sugary treats, but do they have actual sugar content? Because
like if you were to eat them,
like when they hit you, do they transfer like by osmosis their glucose into you? Because his whole thing, like his health meter, is his blood glucose level, right?
Yeah. I don't know if possible. Quick tangent. Did you ever watch the Chris Elliott's show Get a Life?
No.
Oh, it's really good. So it's a weird like little cult show. It has a laugh track, which almost kills it, but it's hilarious. A lot of really funny people that you like that worked on other shows like worked on it. It's real good.
Yeah, Chris Elliott's a good guy. I like it.
Yeah, he's great. And his neighbor in it is Brian Doyle Murray, and who's hilarious. And there's an episode about an alien coming down, and it's like it's two really funny jokes. Like one is that this alien is absolutely fucking disgusting. Like it just makes super gross noises and shoots this fucking goo out of its elbows at all times.
Okay.
Kind of like Big Red from Saturday Night Live. Like, it just like spins and throws this goo. At some point they kill it, and they were like, I wonder what that tastes like. And then end up like, eating it, and it's absolutely delicious. Okay. It's like the best food that based itself with this goo and stuff. And I imagine that's what these aliens are a little bit.
Oh,
like
okay.
They're just like super delicious, and Captain Novalin just can't help but like take a bite, But they're not appealing. Like they look like extras from Requiem for a Dream. Like if there was a sixth character who was trying to avoid sweets, these would be the monsters that would come out of her fridge. Like Ellen Bernstein was trying to avoid sweets.
Yeah.
Like if they opened up that demon fridge, these things are inside it.
They look like Pog designs.
that's definitely true. Like it'd be like if you go to a bowling alley and there's those 25 cent machines,
yeah,
and they're just like those shitty stickers. Like there's probably some line of stickers where it's like, what if we drew a cup of soda with a real bad attitude and it was in here?
Extreme donut.
extreme donut. That fucking cookie, which we'll talk about.
Yeah, we'll get to that
on LinkedIn about that cookie. I guess and it's also like everybody in this town is diabetic. Like how many? So I'm type 2 diabetic. Like I talked about that on the show before, and then I have a good buddy who is type 1 diabetic. Mm-hmm. Like how many diabetics do you know? Is it like 7, 8? Like what percent? What high percentage? Like what's going on with this town? Is it like Chicago? Why are there so many diabetics?
So there's a statistical principle that says like if you're in a room with 20 plus people, there will be somebody there who shares your birthday, right?
No, I didn't know that.
That is a thing. Like that, huh. Like that is a thing in statistics. There will be somebody who shares your birthday, just by the way that birth dates are distributed. It's real weird. I'm not smart enough to understand it. I'm just pedantic enough to quote it. But I can just imagine that this is in some kind of alternate world where like the 80s, like deregulation was able to make more of a hold, you know? And so it's kind of like, we can put sugar in the water supply. It's like Bronda, right?
Yeah. Yeah, everyone drinking Pepsi.
Exactly.
Instead of water, showering in Pepsi, et cetera.
Municipal Pepsi, it's mandatory.
Warm and mandatory. the big thing is about, so I'm not type 1 diabetic. Like, I was playing this game getting furious at incorrect information.
Yeah.
Which is not like the way that it was intended in any way. And like a lot of it is probably more correct to somebody who's type 1 diabetic, but like, This game has you the food you avoid, like grape, you know. Uh-huh. I'm not supposed to eat donuts, not cookies, not sodas, you know, not cereal. That all makes sense.
Quite frankly, nobody's supposed to eat those.
Yeah, but. that's exactly true. Like we could all turn into a Captain Novelin at any moment. Like we're like Captain Marvel and just like Shazam, and then we've got diabetes and we're Captain Novelin.
Okay. It sucks. Why would I ever say Shazam? Oh no.
I wish I'd never said it. But the things he eats are all bad for you too. Like there's as much sugar in a banana as there is in a fucking candy bar.
Well, he only eats half of one.
That's true. He does only eat half a banana, so it's okay to eat half a candy bar.
Yeah.
But like milk's no good for you. Like he's eating sandwiches. Bread's no good for you. Like my life is hell, Cole. Like I don't get to eat food. Like it sucks.
Yeah.
And Captain Novelin has it better than me, and he's fiction, and that sucks.
Well, it's crazy because this food is anthropomorphized too, but you can go overboard with the food that the doctor tells you can eat too.
That took me forever to figure out.
I know, just kind of like you get to the end of the level and just kind of like
you just drop dead. Yeah. What is going on? Just Captain Novelin just had like an unmentioned congenital heart defect.
Yeah.
That's like in the manual that we don't know about.
So the entire game is about like, you know, you avoid the bad food and you go after the supposedly good food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. But and to be fair, the good food is adorable.
but those little
walk-in sandwiches.
Exactly. I want a little walk-in sandwich like as my avatar on something. Is the good food aliens too?
I guess it would have to be. Like they're fighting the other aliens?
Yeah.
What are they? Did we know what the aliens are called? It doesn't say on the Wikipedia, but I feel like it might have said in the intro scroll.
It probably said that on the intro news story, right?
It had to have. I guess they are aliens. Like a door, or like they're the little cups of milk from the Blur's Coffee and TV video. Because he makes an appearance several times and is just as adorable in that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they are aliens that you're eating. But you need to, like, I guess the moral is like eat aliens, but only eat as many aliens as your doctor tells you to eat. Because otherwise you will drop dead arbitrarily, like after you pass a certain building.
Not after you pass a certain building, but either at a certain time of day or just upon achieving a goal.
I thought it always happened to me at the same place, and I wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah, well, no, just like at the end of the level is what it would be. So, like the equivalent for these kids would be like, "Hey, mom, I managed to get into the 1 minute club for multiplication problem. Oh no, I'm done."
One thing I will say about this as somebody who knows a little bit about diabetes. The other thing that was making me furious is when I figured out what was happening, I was like, take fucking insulin. Like, take some Novelin, Captain Novelin. It's in you. Like is his blood made of insulin and that's why he can't? Like, what is going on?
Gary,
like, what? He comes from an insulin planet?
We cracked it. Captain Novelin is where they harvest all the Novelin from.
Like from the base of his spine?
Yeah.
Like the Matrix.
His interstitial fluid is lymphatic. It's all sweet, sweet insulin. So that's why the rules don't apply to him.
Yeah. Yeah. He was, it's like he's raised in that artificial gravity.
Yeah.
And like how different would you be if your blood was made of insulin?
I'd probably be real sleepy most of the time. But, so he injects himself, you know, like, you know, just kind of like, oh, I'm going to inject myself with this insulin, because that's a thing too. You like have to like test your blood sugar level and then inject yourself with the normal, like with the right amount. He just does that to fit in with this like crazy diabetic society.
It's his Clark Kent.
Exactly.
It's his
Clark Kent affectation. It's how
he
gets away with dressing.
It's a
like
harmless
that.
Saline solution.
Exactly.
That he's just putting in there. Or just injecting himself with more blood, which I guess for him, which is pretty fucking weird. Yeah,
we could all use more blood.
I'm often low on blood.
Can you top me off? I'm low on blood.
That's why I need to get a backpackula. So take insulin. Like if this was to teach kids, like don't teach kids once you've eaten two sandwiches, that's it for you. Just keep walking until you go into a coma. Like teach kids that when you have two sandwiches and maybe your blood sugar is topping out, like you have a method for this. Like it's the whole point of you.
Yeah.
Like you can fix this.
But like this game is supposed to, at the very least, destigmatize diabetes, right? You have little kids with type 1 diabetes, and kind of like, oh gosh, I'm sick, am I weird, et cetera, et cetera. It can be weird having like a, it can be difficult having a cowlick when you're little, you know, because you're different. So this kind of like, I've got a video game about being me. Like, awesome, great. But then there's the scary side of it, which is just by normal play, you find out that you can just die for no reason. So going in the exact opposite direction of consoling these poor kids, it...
That's exactly it. Like, they tempt you with the tools that would prevent your death at the beginning of levels and then withhold them. And if you make a minor mistake that you do not understand that you've made... die exactly the same way that you would as a kid.
Yeah.
But unlike, there's no like biofeedback. There's no rumble shot controller to tell me when Captain Novlin's getting shaky, you know.
there's no anything. Like, you just have your little it looks like a health meter, but it's your lives, but different parts of lives.
It's like three other cookies. What are those things? Like, there's three circles.
Yeah, like horrifying little alien faces, maybe? I don't know. There's
like two different ways to die in the game. So it's like you have these three. What was that?
No, I cleared my throat. I'm sorry.
Okay, just barking. Three ways to die.
So right. Angry. I'm turning into Tim Allen.
So there's three circles that are your life meter, and you lose life whenever you accidentally eat an entire box of cereal. And then. But you also, if you collect too much good food, there's no indicator. Well, there's an indicator of how much you have, but it's like once you've made the mistake, you're allowed to keep playing for the rest of the level until you just die at the end. And there's no substitutions involved or anything like that. Like, you know, you can't eat, you know, two carrot sticks and then make up for it by not having a glass of milk. Like, two carrot sticks, you're fucked. And the end.
it's coitons for you. Yeah.
Yeah, it's real weird. Yeah. It's a real weird system. And I recorded for the YouTube and I had a technical difficulty, so it didn't actually record the entire video. I was real confused about why I kept dying.
Yeah.
And I thought maybe the game, like, no one played it past that point and it just like glitched out. I like hit the kill screen for it or something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's kind of like, well, we don't know how to end this, and you know, nobody wants to have their names attached to it, so we can't do credits. Just die, I guess. I don't know.
I have to watch a Let's Play of it though, because I have to see the ending now. And I think you can beat it like 17 minutes. I saw a speed run, just like to look at the gameplay, and it was like 17 minutes. I didn't watch it, but I will.
Is that like that dude who likes, you know, creates his own like records? Is kind of like, oh man, like how, what's the record for the most paddle ball hits while you're on a pogo stick? I don't know. That doesn't exist. It's a record, damn it.
Yeah.
Like, so somebody just going and being like, what's the high score in Othello for NES?
Right.
Just
right.
Going for it.
Yeah, like, what doesn't have a Wikipedia entry?
Exactly.
Yeah. And how can I get that? So at the beginning of each level, and we talked about this a little bit, so you do your like daily test. It's like telling you to test your blood sugar four times a day. And then they give you – so like a – and let's be honest. I don't hope this isn't racist. It's Carl Winslow from Family Matters who gives you your nutrition tips, right?
Well, it's him and a generic white lady, and they are both horrifying.
She loves that Joker. Like, she is fucking – she's sucking on Smilex 24/7. Like – she's real creepers.
They are horrifyingly digitized sprites. Like, more effort went into putting these awful people into this game than anything else about it.
In the game, absolutely.
Yeah.
But they tell you the two things. So the nutritionist tells you what you should eat for that quadrant of the day, because you're eating, you know, fourth meal is standard in this nightmare world. And then the lady tells you about your, you know, what you should – gives you like a diabetes tip. And then tells you, you check your blood sugar. I kept checking it and it was high. But then whenever, like, you can only take insulin once during the morning. You can't take it. Like, my buddy who is type 1 pops it like nothing. You know, like, it's just like if he feels weird, he takes some. And he just keeps himself level, which I think is probably the way to do it. You can just take it once. And I always just, it's like normal amount. Or like, you know, like, what's the word for it? It's like correct amount, or you can choose more or less than correct amount.
I don't know. I've never been able to overdose or underdose.
Yeah, it's real weird. Like, why even give me the option? Well, like, is it just to practice hitting the sweet spot on the plunger?
Well, we've established that it doesn't matter for him, right?
Yeah, I guess that's true in the metafiction.
Exactly. So I'm not sure like what that is. It might be related to, so there's a code that you can put in at the start of the game, right?
Yeah, which is like your personal diabetes code.
Yeah, it's your diabetes score. It's your sleep number, except for maybe losing a foot.
It's okay.
Speaking of that, like how awesome would it be if Captain Novalin just had those carbon fiber blades for feet for bouncing around? He would probably jump better, like that Olympic dude.
He essentially seems like he does jump. Like this game has one of the weirder jump arcs of a game. Like I want to say of the game we played, but also Kid Kool had a really weird jump arc as well.
He jumps like a Ninja Turtle.
That's exactly it. But that's 100% it. It's like almost all vertical. Yeah. And he does, if you, depending on how, or like Samus, if you want to be charitable, like if you do it at a certain angle, he'll switch into like a roll.
Yeah.
Like his screw attack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's all you're doing in the game. Like Captain Novalin for a superhero, that's all he has is the ability to jump high.
Yeah.
Like that's the only thing that makes him a superhero. And he's cripplingly weak to sandwiches. So he's like a Superman who can only leap, you know, really small buildings in a single bound, and who's, instead of weaknesses is kryptonite, it's two of anything.
It doesn't make any sense because that dock worker gives you shoes. So if he was allergic to shoes, then he would have to take only one of them.
That shoe scene's real weird. So like real quick, just, you know, in case you never play this and never will.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Don't get ahead. We follow the notes. So you're just avoiding these anthropomorphic things. I want to talk about these cookies real quick before we leave them. All of the things are relatively easy to avoid. Like they're just kind of running at you, or there's a big wide jumping arc, kind of like Boyna's Blob, where you can run under it really easily. Then there are these super genius cookies that do little bounces, but when you try to jump over them, they do a bounce as high as you and hit you in the foot. And they fucking suck. Like eventually I figured it out.
Yeah.
How to get past them, but like it took forever. Like it felt like they were broken, like it was mandatory damage.
You just have to say same thing here. Like the trick is just to run as quickly at them and jump as soon as you see them, right? Because
I was baiting them out. I was doing it real Dark Souls and like staying real slow and then like doing a little bit jump a little bit above them and then backing up immediately so they would jump up and then jumping over them while they're on their downward.
Yeah, that way madness lies, at least for me.
it took a long time to master. It took a long time for me to master Captain Novalin.
Do you know of like a less applicable skill
than mastering Captain Novalin?
Yeah,
I am the skill equivalent as he is a superhero. Like it's just this super super niche thing. But those cookies, man, like. Play this game and you'll know what I mean. Those cookies are real sons of bitches.
Yeah. And there are other enemies later where it's just kind of like it's like a tennis ball flying at you, like, hey, it's a tennis ball. Maybe I'll try and catch it. Maybe if I have a racket, I'll return the volley. But instead it turns into a heat-seeking missile once it's 5 feet like away from you. There are enemies that are like that.
Yep. I would go as far as say even the enemies that start throwing things at you are a huge enough pain in the dick. Like, I got to the forest. That's as far as I got.
Me too.
This game. So third stage. But so the boat captain, like, at the end of the first stage, for some reason, like, Captain Owens, like, gets on a boat. And there's a real, like, dopey fucking drawing of a teen at the docks who gives you, like, sturdy shoes, which is a diabetes thing, right? So, like, you know, I don't have tons of sensation in my feet. It's real weird, but I don't. And so I have to, like, you know, wear good shoes because if something happens and, like, I step on a nail – I might not feel it, and then I might die. So that's why people lose feet. It's not like they just slough off. It's because you can't feel when bad things happen to them.
Right.
So like that, but then immediately you get into a boat. Like, like you don't you, like it's like here's some nice shoes, and then you get into a boat that controls exactly like how you walk.
Not only do you get into a boat. You get into a boat whose hull integrity is tied to your blood glucose level. Like you go above that limit, it just disintegrates and you sink and drown.
It just capsizes. Captain Novalin is like an Odo character from DS9, where like everything he touches is just an extension of himself.
Exactly.
Like there's no boat. He's just a little bit less dense and there's more mass. More space to him,
and again, he is projecting the appearance of a boat in order to fool those around him.
Yeah, ridiculous.
I like how we are making him more interesting with this.
Yeah, so this company should hire us.
They should. I think they went out of business long ago.
Let's be the official podcast of Captain of Raya Systems. All right, Raya Systems employees, continue to be productive.
So there's something that we forgot to talk about in the first half of the day, which is the quizzes that you go through, right? And I have two select questions. I want to see if you have the right answers, Gary. Okay. Why is it good to try and stay in your BG target range?
Within your blood glucose target range?
Yes, that's what BG stands for. If you read the pamphlets, you would know.
No, I was just clarifying it to make sure you know. You knew, jerk. Because I think, why is it good? Yeah. Oh, do I just need to answer? You're going to give me they're multiple choice questions.
I know they're multiple choice questions, but it's a kid's game. I'll give you the right answer, because otherwise you are weird. Because everybody knows that kid who's like twitching under the curly slide. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's real fucking weird.
Yeah. Or the kid that just like has died from eating two sandwiches under the curly slide.
He shouldn't have traded his carrot sticks for another sandwich.
He shouldn't have stopped by Steven Tyler's house.
I'm surprised he was able to prize a sandwich away from him.
Steven Tyler just lays a trail of sandwiches from his front door to lure diabetic children into his layer of inequity.
The plot thickens. Why do we need to check our blood sugar levels? Blood sugar stands for BG.
To determine how much insulin we have to take.
Right. No, because writing all those numbers is fun and looks cool. Any kid who answered that question that way, like they were probably me in another world.
If you wouldn't last 5 minutes if you were diabetic, Ross.
Me?
my kind. Okay. Answering like that. No. So real quick, in the Wikipedia for this, the evaluation section. So Richard M. Satava, who does not have his own Wikipedia thing. So why are you citing him? I don't even know who the fuck this guy is. Did an evaluation that interviewed 23 diabetic children, 10 boys, 13 girls, and the parent of one child, and they all thought it was great. They said that it would be useful in telling their friends about diabetes. Like, what? It's like, it'd be like if your dad was a plumber and you just like hand a copy of Mario Brothers to like your friends. It's like you're embarrassed because your dad roots around in human shit 24/7. And like to make your friends feel okay with it, you hand them a copy of Mario Brothers.
Maybe he finds a turtle down there. Yes, it is somebody's flesh pet turtle, but six of one.
All my allowance are feces covered coins that my dad brings home.
Yeah.
This is how I get them.
Like, okay, so like if you had a buddy over and he's like, hey man, why can't she, you know, fizzy sugar pops and, you know, and gosh, what are those? Squeeze-Its. Like, why aren't you a card-carrying member of the Squeeze-It Club? Well, because of this.
Why do you keep turning down my go-gurt?
Gary, come on. So, like, why do you keep doing this? Like, okay, let's play this game. Okay, that game's awful and it doesn't explain anything. Well, my blood's weird. Okay.
Look, I have an endocrine disorder. Yeah. I just IM'd you something pretty special. I think some kind of reading might be in order. And so on GameFAQs, some amazing superhero by the name of Ferb decided to put transcripts of this game. So let me look and see what else this guy has done. Because I'm really interested in Ferb now. He's done three. He's contributed game scripts for a bunch of like just regular games, but he doesn't want to like do he's in a couple facts, but he mostly just wants to write down what they say. Like G.I. Joe 1 and 2, Skeeter Die 2, Totally Rad, Wally Bear and the No Gang, Captain Novlin and James Bond Jr.
Oh, God, James Bond Jr.
So there's only 2 days in this.
Yeah.
So we were pretty close to beating it.
Yeah. I got to the beginning of the second day, which is where I was. the aliens are called Blubbermen.
Okay. Yeah, the Blubbermen.
Which is funny because like type 1 diabetes, which is what this is about, isn't associated with obesity at all, is it?
No. Not by any means.
Yeah.
Yep. So, there's no reason for that.
Okay. Yeah. So, So looking at this script, like when we're seeing the nutritionists and such, this is Captain Novalin recalling all of
this. Yeah, because what's in a thought bubble?
It is, yeah.
Do you think there's any other humans that exist in this world other than Captain Novalin and Joe? And it's like a Hotline Miami scenario where Joe is like the pizza parlor guy?
That's pretty good. Star factoid. Glucagon makes your body make glucose really fast.
Mm-hmm. I just wanted to see what other story beats happen. So I guess on the second day during the lame lunch letdown, Captain Novalin, we'll read this. So go down to 2B, lame lunch letdown. And I will be Captain Novalin.
Okay.
All right. So this is the kind of dialogue and story beats we're getting in this game. Hello, Ranger. I have diabetes. Is there anything special I should know before climbing the mountain?
Thanks for telling me that important thing.
Sorry. The most important. Thanks for telling me.
Thanks for telling me. The most important thing to remember is that extra activity can cause your blood sugars to go lower than regular activity. Be sure to make some... Be sure to take some extra snacks with you and have fun. Mm-hmm. Can they do that? Is that allowed?
Can they?
Can diabetic people have fun? I know nothing. I've learned.
I haven't had fun in years, but it has nothing to do with diabetes.
Yeah. Well, life is a dismal chore. We've established.
Yeah, that's the big thing. what a hike! Yeah. Hi, Ranger Ralph. I'm looking for the mayor. But just in case I get into some trouble, I want to let you know that I have diabetes. Warning sticker fills the screen. I have diabetes. If I am found... in all caps. If I am found ill or fainting, please give me some sugar.
If this does not revive me,
please call a doctor or an ambulance immediately.
What?
So this is like look at the lookout. Like Captain Novalin is just handing out these stickers to everyone he meets.
He has a compulsion. It's like just he can't not educate people about his condition. Says Ranger Ralph. Well, gee, thanks. In case of emergency, Rangers will know you have diabetes and will have a good idea how to help you. Take care, Captain Novalin.
I don't think kids should be embarrassed that they have diabetes.
No,
but they don't need to walk up to somebody like, "Hello, teacher, on first day of school, I have diabetes. Is there anything I should know about class?" Yeah. Like. So weird.
Where is my cubby?
Yeah. Yeah. The end of the so there's the end level, so this is what happens. So you check the mayor's so there's kind of a non-traditional boss fight at the end. You check Mayor Gooden's blood sugar and find that it's 30, and you can do two things. You can give the major sugar packets, then cheese and crackers, or you can give him a major glucagon shot and then cheese and crackers when he wakes up. Which one do you think it is, Cole?
So 30. So that's incredibly low, right?
30 is very low.
30 is very low. So you would want to do the glucagon shot because it forces your body to make glucose very quickly.
That's right. Yes. Response two, smart thinking. The mayor needs glucagon badly for a severe hypoglycemia. After he eats his cheese and crackers, he will feel much better. Congratulations, Captain. You saved the world from those evil aliens. I hereby present you with the key to the city.
Here, the cheat, have a trophy. It's like a god. Okay, so because I'm always looking for through lines, Kid Cool.
Yeah.
The ruler of this area, this municipality, this serfdom, this fiefdom as it is, is stricken ill, and you know, only you can go out and get the things that he needs, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Same thing here. What up?
Yeah. Yeah, what's up with these rulers and monarchs looking to the least of their subjects?
And like, what happened to like edutainment, right? Like, where did all the edutainers go, Gary?
All the like, Carmen Sandiegos and
Carmen Sandiego was good though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm talking about. Like, there used to be good edutainment games.
Yeah, like all I could think of when I played this was my fifth grade science class where they had an Atari 2600 hooked up, and there was Plaque Attack, and I remember that being an okay game. You know,
Plaque Attack is not too bad.
Yeah,
you know what the best and I think I've said this before, express this opinion, best edutainment game in history?
Microsurgeon.
No, Microsurgeon's okay. Typing of the Dead.
Oh, God, yeah, for real.
Yeah, That game's incredible. There's so much like accidental poetry and the things that like the turns of phrases that pop up, and it's all intentional and hilarious and great.
Yeah,
I love Typing of the Dead.
Yeah, no, that's a fantastic game. I need to get that because I still have my Dreamcast.
It's the PC port of it is like Abandonware.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you can play it on your computer. Everyone, download Typing of the Dead and do not download Captain Novelin.
I also have PC keyboards as well. So
yeah,
this is such a weird game.
it's real fucking weird.
Yeah.
It's real. This is terrible.
Like, I don't even know if I can like criticize it on the grounds that like it was like because it's we can't say it wasn't something it wasn't trying to be, right?
It's barely a game.
Yeah.
Like there's not. I mean, yeah.
Not like in a Dear Esther kind of way.
Yeah. Exactly. They should have just like done Mario, but and every time you get like hit a block, they just give you a diabetes fact. You know.
Yeah.
Like no need to strain the metaphor, especially when you're going to do it in ways that are actually like harmful and misleading.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
And like if there's one way that it does fail. I mean, aside from telling people wrong things about things that could make them die.
Yes.
It's like, okay, so it's a one-button game, right? You jump. Cool. Mm. It's supposed to be accessible for little kids. You know, they're confused. They're, you know, they've lost all orientation. Their whole world is upside down because of their crazy glands. Mm. And but they also made it kind of tough with those shitty ones.
It's real tough.
Yeah.
Like, it's not kind of tough. It's really hard.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say it's like, you know, I mean, we haven't played any games that are easy for the show.
No.
You know, I mean, I guess like that Aerosmith game, like I definitely quit that. I don't think I actually died. So that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
But any arcade game is when you have unlimited coins or what have you. But the, so it is really, really hard. I guess like, you know, life is hard when you're got diabetes.
And that's the lesson.
That is the lesson, not only of this game, but also of this podcast.
Yes.
So Blaine, in closing, go fuck yourself. Thank you for listening.
Shame on you for what you just did to us.
So Blaine, thank you for listening. Thank you for suggesting. Thank you guys for either doing the tribute or purchasing the app. You guys are special. You're the only people who get to hear this. Mm-hmm. And we'll announce what we're doing for the next one, probably in the next Fireballs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.